नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनि नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशताय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्वेतकथाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम नाम नाम हरे हरे नीता यू आर लेट ओके So, we'll quickly go through what we have seen in Janasangha. This is the sixth fault that destroys bhakti. Janasangha means association with worldly minded persons. So, Rupa Goswami establishes this concept of Janasangha by indicating how valuable is the association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha. And he establishes that when Sadhu Sangha is not taken seriously, naturally it leads to Janasangha. So, Sangha means, as we saw in Prayas, greed to associate with Vaishnavas. When that is not there, then it naturally leads to greed to associate with matter. So, and he says, establishes how the devotees are actually pure, esham tantagatam babam jananam punyakarma. Therefore, devotees are naturally pure. There is no possibility for them to commit sin. But this is not true with the less intelligent men like karmis, jnanis, yogis, etc. Because they have not taken shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. So, he says that from faith in the devotees and in devotional service arises desire to associate with devotees. Shraddha in Sadhu Sangha. And by associating with devotees, everything is achieved practically. And then he gives some proofs where Krishna himself says, Yeme bhakta jana partha name bhakta state jana mad bhakta nam chaye bhakta same yukta tam teme yukta bhakta tamamata. And so on. And he quotes, Naisham madhistava durukramangre As long as one does not have attachment to Shuddha Bhagata Charana Renu, he says that one cannot have attraction to the Supreme Personality of God. In this context, we discussed yesterday how these four things parallelly develop. Ishvareshu Prema, Tadadineshu Maitri, Balisheshu Kripa, and Dvishatsu Upeksha. These four things parallelly develop. If one is seen to develop attraction for the deity, but not the devotee, then that Shraddha is considered as Laukiki Shraddha. It is not Shastriya Shraddha. That's why it is mentioned that such a person is called Sabhakta Prakrita Smrita. He is a Prakrita Bhakta. Kanishta Binayavo. Kanishta Bhakta, nahi. Prakrita Bhakta means material devotee. Devotee himself means spiritual action. But he is a material devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, he is still called a Bhakta for the only reason because his faith is not contaminated by the Mayavadi conceptions. That is the only proper point, good point that he has. That's why he is called Bhakta. Otherwise, he is not even be fit to call a devotee. Then, he says that it is most necessary for sadhakas to associate with devotees. Therefore, in this context, the word Janasangha is understood to mean persons who are devoid of devotion. So, therefore, Rupa Goswami twice, once in the second verse, once in the third verse says, the obstacle is Janasangha, and then the favorable item is to give up Janasangha. He mentions the next. Sangha Tyaga Sato Vritte. So, then he says, what does it mean to give up association? It means to not have the six exchanges with non-devotees. Okay. Otherwise, having normal, regular conversations for getting your work done, that is not considered as Sangha. Hi, hello, talking is not Sangha, whether with devotees or with non-devotees. So, Sangha means to have affection, he says. When the same activities are done with affection for someone, then that is considered association with that person. Otherwise, you can say samvasa, cohabiting. So, there is a difference between samvasa and sangha. Samvasa means staying in a hostel. Sangha means staying at home, where you have affection for the people who are staying with you. So, that's what he is telling. So, as if you may have samvasa with non-devotees. But when there is affection, then that is sangha. Similarly with devotees also. If there is no affection, then it is samvasa, not sangha. And samvasa cannot destroy that desire to associate with matter. Only sangha can. Every practicing devotee should know the various kinds of worldly people. Therefore, he says seven kinds of worldly people. Mayavadis and atheists, sense enjoyers, people who are attached to sense enjoyers, women, womanizers, and dharmadvajis, hypocritically devout and ill-behaved, foolish outcasts. This is Sat Prakarka persons, worldly people are mentioned. So, Mayavadis, because they don't accept the eternal form of the Lord, they say that the jivas are just a product of Maya. So, and they are opposed to the conclusions of the pure devotional service. Okay. So, therefore, he quotes where Swarup Damodar is chastising Bhagavan Acharya for associating with Gopal. And the atheists are those who do not accept the Supreme Lord, who is glorified by the Vedas. And their minds are polluted by false arguments, therefore one's devotion is lost in their association. So they will give you all kinds of arguments. You tell them that this happens. Arey bhakti mein progress karne se ye hota hai. To wo bolenge ki kuch to alag hi argument denge. Like, oh, aisa nahi hai yaar, koi bhi cheez karega na, baar baar karega na, aisa ho jata hai. Bolke they will give some psychological explanation for the same thing. Anything you say, arey उधर से ये मंदिर में डीटीस का ऐसा होता है अरे वो ऐसा नहीं यार दे विल गिव सम साइंटिफिक एक्सप्लेनेशन फॉर द सेम थिंग मतलब जस्ट दे विल गिव ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ लॉजिक सो देयरफॉर वन शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल टू एसोसिएट विद सच पीपल अदरवाइज आवर फेथ विल गेट कंप्लीटली फेथ का अट्रिशन हो जाएगा कैसे होता है हमको समझ में भी नहीं है वी विल नॉट इवन रियलाइज हाउ इट इज हैपन एंड वन डे वी विल एंड अप विदाउट एनी फेथ दैट इज चैतन्य महाप्रभु वाज सो मच अगेंस्ट दैट इज उनका खुद का इफ यू सी श्रील प्रभुपाद ही वुड ईट फूड कुक्ड बाय his own disciples who were all hippies, all kinds of drug addiction, womanizing and everything. Unka haath ka banaya hua prasad khate the. Mishra ka, Dr. Mishra ka jo yoga studio mein jate the, khud cooking karte the. Because he was Mayavadi. He would not eat. He used to cook for him. But he would not eat from him, cooked by him. But his own disciples, when they started cooking, after just a few days of staying with Prabhupada and accepting Krishna consciousness, they were not even probably chanting 16 rounds. Still, when they used to cook, Prabhupada used to take. So, then that is about Mayavadis and atheists. Then, association with sense enjoyers, he says it's very harmful. Those are always busy associating with sense enjoyment. Are filled with blasphemy, envy and violence. Quarrel, argument and hankering for sense enjoyment is their life. The more they enjoy, the more their thirst for sense enjoyment increases. तो संभोग से समाधि कभी भी नहीं होता है. द मोर यू एंगेज द मोर योर द थर्स्ट फॉर एंजॉयमेंट इंक्रीजेस. नहीं, वी दैट इज नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ संभोग, इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ प्रॉपरली प्रैक्टिसिंग द वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज. The heart gets purified, and then when the heart gets purified, material desires. Heart is purified means what? Heart is purified of material desires. When the heart becomes purified by material desires, then one develops the desire for tyaga. So sambhog se samadhi nahi ho, because he is accepting enjoyment properly according to the rules of the scriptures. And slowly in a detached way, there, due to purification of the heart, one develops, due to sattva samshuddhi, one develops the desire for detachment. Sambhog se nahi hota hai wo. Sambhog se kya hota hai? Additional enjoyment impressions get added, and one develops more desire to enjoy. वो लोग देखते हैं कि देखो गृहस्थ होने के बाद ही वो संन्यास करने का, ठीक है, दैट इज राइट, बट दैट वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ. संभोग करने से नहीं है, बिकॉज ही इज एक्सेप्टिंग द स्क्रिप्चरल रूल्स एंड फॉलोइंग इट नाइसली, बिकॉज ऑफ दैट. वेदर दे एंगेज इन पायस एक्टिविटीज और सिंफुल एक्टिविटीज, द सेंस एंजॉयर्स ऑलवेज रिमेन फार फ्रॉम नॉलेज ऑफ द सेल्फ. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vishaira anna kaila malina haya man, malina mana haya nahi Krishnera smaran. Those persons who externally engage in sensual activities and accept sense objects just to maintain their body and soul together, but internally engage in their constitutional position as servants of Krishna, are not counted amongst the sense enjoyers. Iska example kal kamne kya dekha? Yaad hai kisi ko? Ramdas. Those who are externally engaged in seemingly engaged in, yeah, that is one thing we saw. Externally engaged, but internally they may be cultivating devotional service. Some devotees may work as flight attendants, seemingly smiling and all that. But internally, I know some of them, they daily carry prasadam only with them. Udhar ka kuch nahi khate hain. Flight mein khud ka. In fact, one flight attendant, Mataji, who met a devotee on the flight, she shared her prasadam with him. Prabhuji, idhar ka mat kao. She shared her prasadam. The sense enjoyers and persons fond of sense enjoyers are both worldly minded. Persons who are fond of sense enjoyers are themselves also sense enjoyers, because they always think of sense enjoyment within their hearts. Those who go to cinema and enjoy the hero and heroine enjoying with each other, he may himself not have a heroine, but that is just lack of opportunity. When the opportunity is there, then definitely he would also want to enjoy. So those who appreciate sense enjoyers are just lacking the opportunity for sense enjoyment, that's all. And the opportunity comes. There are some people who are not themselves sense enjoyers, but they take pleasure in associating with sense enjoyers. Their association should also be renounced. One brahmachari was there in one of the temples, and he sort of now he has joined the music troupe of one Bollywood singer. Because he would enjoy his songs. And eventually, when he decided to leave the ashram, he went and joined his music troupe. Music troupe matlab aisa nahi hai ki wo music mein hai. उनका ट्रैवल फैसिलिटेटिंग his travel, उनका फ्लाइट टिकट बुक करना, उनका ये अरेंज करना, वो सब वैसा
करता
ही डज दैट नाउ. And then, talking about association of sense enjoyers, he says that there are two types of sense enjoyers: materialistic sense enjoyers and devotee sense enjoyers. He says materialistic sense enjoyers का association तो पक्का avoid करना ही है. And devotee sense enjoyers are also of two types. One is those who have included the Lord as a part of their enjoyment, and those who have kept the Lord as the center of their sense enjoyment. सो इसमें फर्स्ट कैटेगरी है ना, उनको अवॉइड करना पड़ेगा. सेकेंड कैटेगरी है, देयर एसोसिएशन कैन बी टेकन. सो एंड वन ही सेज दैट वन मे बी एंगेज्ड इन धार्मिक लाइफ इवन, बट स्टिल अ डिवोटीज एसोसिएशन शुड ऑलवेज बी प्रिफर्ड. Even though externally he may be struggling with following some basic dharma, but still a devotee's association should be preferred to a person who may be very dharmic but not devotee. Simply by wearing the dress of a renunciate, one does not become a devotee free from sense gratification, because renunciates often collect and save objects of sense enjoyment. On the other hand, many people abhi. Is he talking about Dharma Dvajis? No. He's talking about sense enjoyers ka hi chal raha hai. First was Mayavadis and atheists ho gaya. Then sense enjoyers and people who are fond of sense enjoyers. Wo discussion hi chal raha hai. On the other hand, many people resemble sense enjoyers but utilize everything in the worship of the Lord Hari in the mode of detachment. Considering all this, the practicing devotee should give up the association of sense enjoyers and those fond of them and engage in devotional service in a secluded place, or if he is fortunate, in the association of genuine devotees. Vivikta ruchya paritosha atmani vina harer guna piyusha pana. The four kumaras instructing Prithu Maharaj, they say vivikta ruchya, one should develop a taste for solitary living. Paritosha atmani, being satisfied with the self. Vina harer guna piyusha panat. As long as one does, one has not developed a desire for discussing Krishna Gata with the devotees, one should develop a taste for living, solitary living. That's what he says. Then, the fourth, association with women and womanizers. Fourth and fifth. So he says, do not associate with women. On the other hand, when a woman is engaged in sadhana bhakti, she should not associate with men. Associating with the opposite sex is very inauspicious for the advancing devotee. There are two types of men and women. When a man and woman are married according to religious principles, there is no sin in their touching and talking with each other. Rather, this touching and talking is beneficial because of the scriptural sanction. There is, however, no provision for illusory activities other than the execution of reciprocal duties. Reciprocal duties can happen, but illusory sense enjoyment, she is my source of enjoyment and he is my source of enjoyment, that kind of thing is not recommended. If they are illusioned by each other and they engage in activities other than prescribed duties, then that is called Stri Sangha and Purusha Sangha, or association with the opposite sex. For those who are engaged in worshipping Krishna, such association yields inauspicious results. But if there is proper association between husband and wife, then sannyas is also not mandatory. It is not needed actually. Tavad ragadayas tenas tavad kara graham graham tavan mohom rinigado yavat krishna na dejana. Brahmaji tells in the 10th canto in his prayers. So all this attachment will become foot shackles, and the house will become a prison house only for those people who are themselves not Krishna conscious and their relatives are not Krishna conscious. But if both of them are Krishna conscious, then it does not act as such an association does not bind them to this material world. It does not become a cause of bondage. If either one is guilty of such association, then they become an obstacle for the other party. Mito hridaya granthi. If the wife is helpful in the discharge of devotional service, then the fault of stri sangha does not arise. But if the wife is an impediment in the discharge of devotional service, then one should carefully give up her association. He gives the example of Ramanujacharya. When there is no marital relationship and one converses with a woman with evil intentions, then it is stri sangha. Because he is enjoying the association. That is sinful and detrimental to devotional service. Considering these points, a practicing devotee should very carefully give up the association of women and persons fond of women. And he quotes this verse from Bhagavatam. For a householder devotee, touching and speaking to his wife in the above mentioned manner is not detrimental to devotional service. But for a renunciate, there cannot be any type of talking or touching a woman. Otherwise, his practice of devotional service will be completely spoiled. Association with such a deviated person should also be totally rejected. This is 5. Then, 6th is Dharmadvajis. One should give up the association of Dharmadvajis, the hypocritically devout, with special care. Those who accept the... Dharmadvajis means what? They may accept the external signs of Dharma, but they do not actually follow that Dharma. There are two types of Dharmadvajis. First is the hypocrites and the fools, and the second are the cheaters and the cheated. Okay, so cheaters means they are those who definitely know what they are doing is wrong, but they just want just to make some money or something. They try to cheat. Such hypocrisy in Jnana Kanda and Karma Kanda is also contempt. What then to speak of? He says, better associate with sense enjoyers than these Dharmadvajis. Which means, better go for a party than to go for, these various kinds of babas and all those. The deceitful Dharmadvajis accept the signs of Dharma with the desire to cheat the world and to fulfill their crooked desires. And to fulfill their crooked desires, they cheat the foolish by helping them in their rascaldom. Some of them become gurus and others become disciples, and by trickery they accumulate wealth, women, false prestige and material assets. If one gives up the association of crooked hypocrites, then he can honestly engage in devotional service. Honest worship is the only way to attain Krishna's mercy. So then he quotes Amayaya Santataya Anuvritya and Sarvash Sarvatmanashrita Pado Yadi Nirvyalikam. So Nirvyalika worship ke baare he quotes, indicating that there should not be any Dharmadvaji tendency. And then he also quotes the example of Ramdas Vishwas. So how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu avoided him, because there was this Dharmadvaji tendency in him. Then, unless one gives up the association of this type of Dharmadvaji, one cannot purely engage in devotional service. Most of the people in the world are of this type. Therefore, until one gets the opportunity to associate with a pure devotee, he should pass his life engaged in devotional service in a solitary place. So, pseudo-practitioners ka association se uchit hai solitary practice. But the best is to take the association of the worship of Krishna is not enhanced by associating with ill-behaved, foolish outcasts. This is the last. Why? Because they are naturally attached to eating meat and drinking wine, and they are not situated in Varnashram Dharma. Their character is always unregulated. So they don't have the prerequisite Shraddha, and their Swabhava is extremely contaminated. By associating with ill-behaved persons, the mind becomes polluted. Oh, bar bar wo swear words use karega. Ek time ke baad humko lagega bhi nahi ki wo गलत है। बट इफ द पर्सन बिकम्स फेथफुल इन डिवोशनल सर्विस बाय एसोसिएटिंग विद द वैष्णव, यद्यद्भुत क्रम परायण शील शिक्षा तिर्यक जनापि किम् ओषध धारणाय। इफ ही बिकम्स faithful in devotional service by associating with the Vaishnava, and they gradually get a taste for worshipping Krishna with a pure heart, then their association is auspicious. Even if they commit abominable actions for some time due to their former nature, still they are sadhus. ये हमने देखा ना, there may be two fans, one is rotating at speed 5, another is rotating at speed 1. बट 5 स्पीड में जो चल रहा है वो फैन को अभी स्विच ऑफ कर दिया, यू हैव स्विच्ड इट ऑफ, एंड इमीडिएटली इफ यू लुक यू विल स्टिल सी दैट दिस फैन 5 नंबर का फैन इज स्टिल रोटेटिंग फास्टर देन दिस। सो व्हाट वन शुड लुक फॉर इज नॉट द करंट स्पीड ऑफ रोटेशन, बट सी वेदर द स्विच हैज बीन स्विच्ड ऑफ और नॉट। इफ द स्विच इज ऑफ, then one should not consider the current speed of rotation of that fan, even if it may be faster than this fan. Still, this association is more beneficial than this association. This may be rotating at 1 speed, mode of goodness. But after 1 hour also, it will be rotating in 1 speed only. This may be rotating at speed 5, but after 5 minutes, it will stop rotating. That's what he says, apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananyabhak. So when there is a desire to serve Krishna and worship Krishna, and if you sense that one should try to neglect the suduracharo and have trust that bhajate mam ananyabhak will take care of this. That's why sometimes we may say that, actually, I prefer to associate with people who may not be devotees, but they are very well behaved, gentlemen, than devotees who are filled with all bad qualities. That is why Krishna, this verse is the verse that he speaks with full anger. Acharyas explain. Krishna is speaking this verse with anger. That is why he says, Sadur eva sa mantavya. Mantavya means you have to absolutely accept. Eva means absolutely. You have to absolutely, absolutely accept him as a sadhu, he says. So, that should be our criteria. So one should not feel that like sometimes people say, even brahmacharis say, that I feel very comfortable. Mujhe kuch problem hai na, mera college friend ko phone karke unse baat karna mujhe, I feel much more comfortable than to speak with anyone in the ashram.
Hey guys,
people have. People have told me. At least do log to bataye mujhe. I feel more comfortable to discuss if I want some fulfillment, emotional fulfillment, then I call my college friend. Or yeah.
Can't relate.
They're not devotees. So, you can't, so, don't think that, and this devotee, after staying in the ashram for 7-8 years, revived the contact and,
job.
Job.
उससे बात करने करने वहां पे
मैं हमारा आश्रम का ब्रह्मचारी का बोलता हूँ, जीवी ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम।
आप किधर का बोल रहे
हैं? आप पुणे का ब्रह्मचारी का क्या
है? वही ऐसे कांटेक्ट रखते थे, क्या हुआ उससे बात करते करते वो बोल रहा मेरे यहाँ बहुत अच्छा है, यहाँ बच्चा हमारे यहाँ हमारे ऐसे नहीं है, ऐसे जब भी उसको रूसो लगा रहे यहाँ पैसे धीरे धीरे करके वो उसके यहाँ पे जानी हो गया।
जानी हो
सब क्या
सब चल रही है।
सो इज ए शिप्रम भवति धर्मात्मा शश्वत। आफ्टर आफ्टर 6-7 इयर्स ऑफ स्टेइंग द आश्रम एंड ही वाज नॉट फीलिंग कॉमरेडरी विद फेलो डिवोटीज, यार जब मैं कॉलेज में था ये तो मुझे कभी भी जज नहीं किया था, दिस पर्सन वाज सो गुड एंड आई ऑलवेज यूज्ड टू रिलिश हिज एसोसिएशन, so let me try to find out where he is. He found out and he started discussing and that person continued to behave with him in a very nice way and he could feel the there was no 7 year gap and it immediately fit and he shared with me. We think it is rare but इनका केस में ऐसा हो गया, बट काफी सारा लोग हो सकते हैं कि अंदर का लोग से रिलेट नहीं कर पा रहे, बाहर का सब कट कर दिया। दोनों बेटर नहीं, अंदर का लोगों के साथ ये करना है ना, वही नहीं। सो दैट इज द पॉइंट। सो अदरवाइज ब्रह्मज्योति में तो थोड़ी रह सकते हैं। When he is feeling the pangs of loneliness, I may not be available or someone else with whom. So he is looking for someone, his college friend. And it is needed. I mean, when someone is going through that phase, definitely whoever comes to rescue, there is relationship with that person. So therefore we need to be available for devotees actually. It's very important.
Time.
We should be willing to give time to devotees. The purport is this: if the outcasts attain faith in unalloyed devotional service by some good fortune, then it can be said that they have attained the genuine path. So they may be outcasts with all bad habits, but if they have received the seed of devotion, then it is like a five fan rotating at speed 5 switched off. There is no doubt that in a short time they too will become pure and peaceful by following the footsteps of Haridas Thakur. Ill behavior due to one's nature necessarily remains for some time. It will remain for some time. Even then such association cannot be called bad. That's the point. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the symptoms of such persons are described as follows. Yata shraddho matkataso nirvidna sarva karmasu veda dukkatmakan kaman parityage apyanishwarah tato bajeta mam prita shraddhalur dridanishchaya yushamanas chatan kaman dukko darkamshagarhayan. Jata shraddho matkataso, he has developed faith in narrations of my glories. Nirvidna sarva karmasu, and he does not feel apart from devotional service he needs to do anything else like varnashram duties or jnana or yoga like that. Veda dukkatmakam kaman, he is convinced that engagement in sense gratification will eventually lead to suffering. बट परित्यागे अपि अनीश्वरः ही इज नॉट ऑलवेज एबल टू रिनाउंस सेंस एंजॉयमेंट बिकॉज ऑफ हिज पास स्वभाव. सो द लॉर्ड सेज ततो प्रीतः माय डिवोटी शुड रिमेन हैप्पी एंड माम भजेत वर्शिप मी डोंट गेट डिप्रेस्ड ही सेज श्रद्धालु दृढ़ निश्चय विद ग्रेट फेथ एंड कन्विक्शन ही शुड वर्शिप कृष्ण. Don't doubt the process, whether the process is working or not. And dhrida nischaya, and see if you can increase your determination in practice. If you can be little more determined, if you can say no little more firmly the next time the opportunity for enjoyment comes. And jushamanascha tan kaman dukko darkamscha garhayan. And even though he may succumb to sense enjoyment, he feels repentant. Okay. So this is the definition of a person who is transitioning from material life to spiritual life. And this transition may take very long or it may be very quick, depending on person, depends on the baggage that they are carrying. So these are the symptoms. Then he says, proktena, this is the next verse of this. Proktena bhakti yogena bhajato masakran munehe kama hridaya nashyanti sarve mayi hridisthite. When an intelligent person engages constantly in worshipping me, through loving devotional service as described by me, his heart becomes firmly situated in me. So first what happens? His heart becomes firmly situated in Krishna. Then, sarve kama hridaya nashyanti, and all material desires within the heart are destroyed. So, there is a period when there is a desire to worship Krishna, and material desires, both are parallelly there. The material desires are there in the form of anarthas, and the desire to worship Krishna is in the form of abhilasha. That is not a disqualification for practicing pure devotional service. That is why bhakti is anya abhilashita shunyam. It is not anya anartha shunyam. In fact, by practicing Uttama Bhakti, the first effect that happens is Kleshagni. But still, even though Klesha is there, still that practice of Bhakti is Anya Abhilashita Shunya. So, Abhilasha means desires born out of one's value system. And Anartha means desires born out of one's conditioning. So, Bhakti means the practice should be free of any other desire born out of one's value system other than the desire to please Krishna. But while practicing, one may still have desires born out of one's conditioning. That is called as anartha. So in Madhurya Kadambini, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur defines anartha. He says, what is anartha? He says, anartha means unwanted desires. But the practitioner identifies it as unwanted. That is why it is called anartha. If he is identifying it as a wanted desire, then it is not anartha, it is abhilasha. Wanted means his value system says, right, go ahead. But unwanted means value system says, no, this is wrong. But the conditioning says, oh, but you like it so much.
Later he repents.
So, this is very important. There is a difference between desires born out of one's value system and conditioning. Okay. दैट इज व्हाई इट इज कॉल्ड चेतो दर्पण मार्जन. चेतो दर्पण मार्जन हैपेंस बाय प्रैक्टिस ऑफ भक्ति ओनली एंड स्टिल दैट भक्ति इज अन्यभिलाषिता शून्य भक्ति ओनली इवन दो द अदर डिजायर्स आर देयर. सो देयरफॉर वन नीड नॉट फील व्हाट टू से uncomfortable or completely shaken if someone challenges you. Are you anyabhilashita shunyam? Are you practicing anyabhilashita shunyam bhakti? To khud ko pure devotee samajh raha hai kya? Aapka, are you anyabhilashita shunyam? So we can say, with all humility, yes Prabhuji, I am anyabhilashita shunyam but not anya anartha shunyam. And the definition of bhakti given by Rupa Goswami is anyabhilashita shunyam, not anya anartha shunyam. How do we know? Because the first effect of practicing anyabhilashita shunya bhakti is klesha agni. Anarthas. That's what, na? Klesha agni means destruction of anarthas. So therefore, yes Prabhuji, my practice of bhakti is anyabhilashita shunyam. Which means I don't consider lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion and the desires born out of these things. I don't consider them as worthy objects to achieve. I am currently embarrassed by all of this. And I want them removed. I don't want them fulfilled. I may sometimes endeavor to fulfill them myself. That happens. But that is due to the pull of the swabhava. But ultimately we want them removed.
That person's point is that you become free of anarthas, then you practice with more.
Generally the Purva Paksha, their argument is if you are not free of anarthas, then you are not qualified for they may not say anarthas, they say if you are not free of other desires, then you are not fit to practice Shuddha Bhakti. You fall within the category of Tavat Karmani Kurvita Na Nirvidyate Yavata Matkata Shravana Dauva Shraddha Yavan Na Jayate. You may have Shraddha for Matkata, but are you Nirvid? Nirvidyate. So, Tavat Karmani Kurvita. You have to practice varnashram duties because you are not free of material desires. So, there that material desires means abhilasha. If you are not free of material abhilasha, then you should continue to practice varnashram duties. But if you are free of material abhilasha, but material desires are there in the form of anarthas, then you can take up to practice of uttama bhakti and those anarthas will go away as klesha.
For those who practice varnashram, because they have material desires, but they cherish the material desires.
They identify those material desires as abhilasha, not as anartha. For such people, varnashram is needed for purification. But if one is troubled by those material desires, but is identifying them as anarthas, then bhakti will remove those material desires.
For those who cherish, they cannot practice bhakti.
They can practice bhakti, but along with bhakti, they should also practice varnashram. Not necessary. That is also not necessary. They can also practice tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param akama sarva kama va moksha kama udharati. So there, tivrena bhakti yogena is mentioned as jnana karmadi anavruta bhakti. It may not be anyabhilashita shunya bhakti, but they should practice jnana karma dhyanavrita bhakti. So which means, if they try to fulfill those desires by practicing shuddha bhakti, that is still better. It's not mandatory. But if one clearly shows qualification for karma, and if he has clearly not developed the qualification for bhakti, then one should not disturb him, let him continue his. But if one is not practicing karma at all, and has not developed qualification for bhakti, then we have to try to give him just the opportunity for getting Agyat Sukriti. We can't do anything else. We don't have to necessarily give him, you know, teach him how to perform prescribed duties and all those things. That is the point. So this has to be very clear. This understanding is very fundamental to actually understanding what is our qualification. What am I supposed to practice? So that we won't be disarmed by such provocative questions.
Sometimes like we also have some medical disease comes. But we don't cherish on it. We try to neglect this.
Or sometimes the push of the swabhava may be so strong that we may try to fulfill those desires.
Then later we repent.
Later we repent.
But that same desire you can use for Krishna service.
Like, can you give an example?
For example, I need a mobile.
So I can purchase like utilize it. Yeah. That's fine. That is fine. So dovetailing is not outside the purview of pure devotional service. It may not be the highest platform of practicing pure devotional service, but it is certainly not outside the purview of pure devotional service. So in the initial stage, definitely you encourage a devotee by allowing him to dovetail his desires.
Some
desires are not dovetailable, correct. We are talking about desires which are not pratikul to, obviously pratikul to bhakti. Like Radhishyam Prabhu's servant, Suta Goswami Prabhu, Sujit, he was asking me, but Prabhuji, we are talking about pure devotional service and mixed devotional service. He says, Prabhuji, there is one devotee in our ashram, in this temple. He likes to, before coming to Krishna consciousness, he used to love to drive cars. Abhi ashram mein bhi aane ke baad, baaki kuch service diya, to utna enthusiastically karte nahi. Par kuch driving seva hai, so bahut enthusiastically karte hain. He is still attached to driving cars. Isn't that mixed devotional service? I said, wait, let me ask few more questions to you. And I asked him, unko kali ghum ke aane ke liye car leke jate hain kya? Nahi. To car ko kis kis cheez mein lagate hain? Bole kuch devotees ko railway station mein drop karna hai. ये सब्जी खरीद के सब्जी मार्केट में जाना है तो वो सबके लिए लेके जाते हैं. तो मैं बोला ये मिक्स डिवोशनल सर्विस कैसे हो गया? इज एंगेजिंग इट ओनली इन एक्टिविटीज फॉर सर्विंग द डीटीज एंड डिवोटीज. तो ये तो प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस ही हो गया. द फैक्ट दैट ही इज नॉट सो एंथुसियास्टिक टू परफॉर्म अदर काइंड ऑफ सर्विसेस just indicates that he needs to mature more in his practice of pure devotional service. When his Shraddha increases, becomes more and more strong, then he will be willing to perform other services also. He may not be anasaktasya vishaya. Usko abhi bhi wo particular service ya wo particular object use karne ka aasakti hai usme. तो वो युक्त वैराग्य तो नहीं बोल सकते हैं उसको, बिकॉज ही इज अटैच्ड टू परफॉर्मिंग इट. सो बट इट कैन बी कॉल्ड डाउटेलिंग बिकॉज ही इज नॉट यूजिंग इट फॉर एनी सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेटरी थिंग्स. ही इज यूजिंग इट ओनली फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ डिवोटीज एंड डीटीज. सो दैट इज प्रैक्टिस ऑफ भक्ति ऑन द लेवल ऑफ डाउटेलिंग. व्हेन बाय डूइंग दैट व्हेन ही प्रोग्रेसेस फर्दर ही कम्स टू द नेक्स्ट स्टेज ऑफ युक्त वैराग्य वेर he does not have that attachment to perform only that particular service goes away, or only that particular object goes away, and he uses it only for Krishna's service. So then that becomes Yukta Vairagya.
So in this scenario, his devotion is not mixed, but But what's an example of like now you see that mixed devotion is not, it cannot be called mixed devotion service.
Correct.
Let's say, how do we say that someone who is mixed?
So mixed devotional service means, right. it's a very specific definition that is given. If one feels that just this practice of Navada Bhakti is not sufficient, I need to perform my Varnashram duties also. A desire to drive is not a Varnashram desire. It's just a material desire, that's all. But if he feels my spiritual progress depends on my performing this Varnashram duty, that is called mixed devotional faith. Just a desire to drive does not mean he is mixed devotee. Because desire to drive is just on the level of swabhava. Qualification is defined by abhilasha and not desires alone. So, if he thinks that देखो नवदा भक्ति तो करना ही है बट उसके अलावा मेरा वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज को तो मैं छोड़ नहीं सकता अगर छोड़ दूंगा तो मैं गिर जाऊंगा सिंफुल लाइफ में चला जाऊंगा इफ दैट इज हिज कन्विक्शन सो दिस इज ऑन द लेवल ऑफ वैल्यू सिस्टम सो व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट निष्ठा और अधिकार फॉर कर्म ज्ञान और योगा वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट डिजायर्स एंड कन्विक्शन ऑन द लेवल ऑफ वैल्यू सिस्टम Not on the level of conditioning. His desire to drive a car is a conditional desire. It is not a desire on the level of abhilasha. He does not go, he may not go and pray to the Supreme Lord, my dear Lord, please ensure that till the end of my life, I get to drive the best of the cars in this world. Aisa nahi. His worshipping the Supreme Lord is not to fulfill his desire for driving. If it is, then that is a desire on the level of, then that is an abhilasha. Then that is mixed devotion. But presence of a desire in the form of anartha is not mixed devotion service. So the definition of these are very specific definitions. They are not just random definitions. The definitions are very clear, very clearly stated.
Lethargy overcomes.
Lethargy.
Even though there is no desire for self gratification, but due to lethargy, not getting too much enthusiasm to practice devotional service.
Mm.
And because of that same lethargy, falls victim for self gratification.
Mm.
So, how to do
that? That is not just a problem in the grihastha ashram, that is a problem in any ashram. In any ashram, one can fall prey to lethargy, and when lethargy comes, then we may fall victim to sense gratification. So, that is not an ashram specific problem, that is, I think, the problem of the conditioned soul. So, the dussanga can go only in satsanga. Satsangat Mukta Dussango. So if we have solid association of devotees who encourage us in devotional service, you may have other nicely practicing grihastha devotees. Stay in their association, discuss Krishna Gatha, and especially your occupation is favorable actually. You have a lot of free time. So,
and the biggest dussanga is like mobile, study,
that is everywhere. Like, that is also not a grihastha problem. That is not an ashram specific
but
problem.
But if the person is alone, then there is too much chance to pass.
That is again, that's what it's not an ashram specific problem. Yeah. Everywhere. That is why never be alone.
Yes.
Never be alone. Especially with your mobile. And don't trust yourself so much. We can't trust our conditioned self. So, better don't be alone when there is internet access. Whether it is mobile, laptop, whatever it may be. When there is free internet access and you are alone, just run away from that place. That is dangerous actually. Till we become fairly progressed. Then Rishabhdev would not trust himself. So therefore, yeah, that is why if we want to progress, then these precautions have to be taken actually. The conclusion is that the association of pious and sinful persons, and for those who cannot trust yourself, there is within the ashram, there is the opportunity for putting parental control app in your phone. आपका इसमें डाला है? डाल दिया है? आपका इसमें डाला है?
नहीं।
क्यों? डालना पड़ेगा ना?
तो कल तो आपने बोला कि बाद में डाल दे।
कल पर उसके पहले भी डाल सकते थे। आपका इसमें parental control app? आपका इसमें?
चार महीने
से। नामी भाई बस।
चार महीने
हो। नहीं नहीं। नामी भाई बस। हाँ? नामी भाई बस।
पेरेंटल कंट्रोल ऐप गौर चरण, ठीक है, जिनके पास नहीं है उनका नाम दे दो, आपका आपका और अभिमन्यु आपका इसमें है, आपके पास है ही नहीं, ठीक है, टैब वैब जो भी है, लैपटॉप जो भी है, सब में पेरेंटल कंट्रोल ऐप
नहीं है, कोई लेकिन वो रात को बंद नहीं
होना चाहिए, मोबाइल अपना बंद नहीं होना चाहिए, वो दैट वी विल इंश्योर, वो अभी अभी जिसको डाल रहे हैं उसमें वो ऑप्शन ही निकाल
है,
अभी वो निकाल देंगे, गौरचरण के पास जाओ, गौरचरण प्रभु के पास जाओ, सी यू गो, जिसका भी मोबाइल में ना रात को बंद हो जाता है, यू गो टू गौरचरण प्रभु एंड गेट इट चेंज,
बिकॉज
नींद नहीं आता है,
नींद नहीं आया,
मैं नींद आगे
सोने का प्रयास करने का, वो जाके बता दो एंड आस्क हिम टू,
इनको
चाहिए,
सो उसमें क्या होता है, आप जो भी गलत साइट को जाने को नहीं देगा वो, डिपेंडिंग ऑन व्हाट यू चूज, और सेकंड चीज है अगर आप जा भी गए तो आपका पेरेंट को पता चल जाएगा, तो एटलीस्ट सो उसमें क्या है, यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट यू आर नॉट अलोन, because वो अलोन कॉन्शियसनेस ही यू नो पुशेस अस इन द डायरेक्शन, सो इन द पेरेंटल कंट्रोल इज देयर, यू नेवर फील यू आर अलोन, बिकॉज बाप कहीं पे तो बैठ के देख रहा है, उसको पता है, सो बस परमात्मा कॉन्शियस तो नहीं हो सकते ना, अभी थोड़ा टाइम लगेगा, तो क्रिएटिंग दैट परमात्मा कॉन्शियसनेस फोर्सफुली, सो इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, सो प्लीज डू इट एक्चुअली, आई वुड स्ट्रांगली सजेस्ट, it can, you will not regret it, I can assure you, you will not regret it, and it will save at least lifetimes of delay in our going back home back to God.
Yes, statement
का है बोलो, नहीं, it is true. Otherwise कितना हमारा, because we will not be able to engage our senses constantly in Krishna service.
So the Wi-Fi also is not
9 o'clock they close.
It is Wi-Fi run though. It is handset specific. Internet you may be using it from Wi-Fi or from your data whatever. Doesn't matter. आपका फोन में कुछ भी खोलेगा तो पता चल जाएगा, दैट इज
एक्चुअली
जो भी है, ओके, द कंक्लूजन इज दैट द एसोसिएशन ऑफ पायस एंड सिंफुल पर्सन्स हु आर बिरेफ्ट ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस इज अनडिजायरेबल, On the other hand, the association of persons who are sinful yet devoted to the Lord is desirable. You see, they are very clear. The conclusion is that the association of pious and sinful persons who are bereft of Krishna consciousness is undesirable. Pious bhi kyun na ho, agar Krishna conscious nahi hai, toh us association is
undesirable.
On the other hand, the association of persons who are sinful yet devoted to the Lord is desirable. क्या करता है आपका एक बिकॉज इट सीम्स सो पायस एंड गुड इट हैज अ ट्रेमेंडस पोटेंशियल when this Uttam Maheshwari and all, when they came and started creating impact in Chowati temple, होने दो ना क्या problem? Uttam Maheshwari ठीक है ना? ये Uttam Maheshwari थोड़ी सुनने वाला है recording.
ठीक है ना? कोई specific
नहीं. So the point is when he came and he started and at some point he was sitting on our Vyasasan and giving class.
Chopati.
Maharaj told Sanat Kumar Prabhu, I don't know what you will do. Get this person out. He should not be influencing all devotees. Sanat Kumar Prabhu shared. Because these people are seemingly doing all things good. But the problem is, because they are doing everything good and they are not devotees, therefore it can harm the faith ke upar sabse bada laat wohi maar sakta hai
actually without knowing
michael jackson nahi maar laat maar sakta yehi log maar sakte hain actually faith ke upar and that is why I was sharing the other day people wo pura ye cow protection ando wo sammelan wo sab mein wo sab gorakshak sake they give fiery speech na wo sab sun ke aane ke baad na डिवोटीज दो तीन दिन सुन के आते हैं उसके बाद आके बोलते हैं कि हम इस्कॉन में क्या कर रहे हैं कुछ भी नहीं कर रहे खाली बैठ के हरे कृष्णा जपा करते हैं और हियरिंग करते हैं कुछ प्रैक्टिकल करते हैं क्या मेनी टाइम्स आई हैव हर्ड 3-4 डिवोटीज आफ्टर अटेंडिंग दिस मीटिंग्स कमिंग एंड स्पीकिंग लाइक दिस विच मीन्स ऑलरेडी उनको डाउट आ गया कि chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Krishna Katha, is it practical or not? So, these things are very dangerous actually. This is, in current age, this is Mayavadi association. This is one kind of Mayavadi association. This hearing, you know, Dharma and Hindutva, these things are dangerous. जब मैं इधर गया था डाकोर यात्रा द काउंसलर सन आई जस्ट मेड अ ब्रीफ पॉइंट अबाउट दिस बिकॉज आई वॉज कोटिंग दिस यस्यात्म बुद्धि कुणपेत्र धातु के वर्स सो उसमें बिकॉज ये तीर्थ बुद्धि भी आता है ना वो तीर्थ यात्रा में गए थे तो उसमें बहुम इज्जति भी आता है टू थिंक दैट माई द लैंड ऑफ माई बर्थ इज वर्शिपेबल
Yeah.
So that nationalistic consciousness and Hindutva, these are very detrimental to our practice of devotional service. They are not spiritual. So this was an innocent boy. Counselor ka beta hai. Wo aake bola, "Tujhe Hindutva to spiritual hai na?" So very, very difficult to understand. But Hindutva hai na, स्पिरिचुअल तो नहीं है पर मोस्ट डेंजरस है क्यों वो सीधा आके हमारा परंपरा के ऊपर ही लात मारेगा एस्पेशली इन इस्कॉन बिकॉज वी हैव नॉन हिंदू नॉन इंडियन गुरुज दैट इज वेयर द प्रॉब्लम कम्स
हाउ नॉन इंडियन
राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज इंडियन है तो अभी हिंदुत्व आएगा तो उधर ही लात मारेगा, तो बोलेंगे कि दैट इज वेयर यू हियर, यू गेट टू हियर नाउ डेज स्टेटमेंट्स लाइक वी नीड टू गुरुस. Our GV only was. We need two gurus. One guru is kaisa, how it is packaged, you see. Bali Maharaja had two gurus. It's not specifically mentioned in Bhagavatam. But anyway, Bali Maharaja had two gurus. One is Prahlad Maharaj for teaching spirituality, and another was Shukracharya to teach other things. Similarly, in our spiritual life also, we'll need two gurus. One guru, your spiritual master, he can help you in bhakti, practice of bhakti, and going back home, back to Godhead. But when it comes to practicing Vedic culture, he may not be able to help you. Why? Because he is not from Vedic culture. So you need someone else to teach you
culture.
तो ये किधर से आता है? हिंदुत्व से ही आता है ना, वैदिक कल्चर. सो टॉकिंग अबाउट वैदिक कल्चर में सीम वेरी बोनाफाइड एंड ऑथेंटिक, बट इट इज ग्राउंडेड ऑन मेटीरियल बॉडीली प्लेटफॉर्म अंडरस्टैंडिंग. एंड व्हाट हैपेंस, इट सीधा आके हमारा परंपरा के ऊपर ही डाउट करना करने का इंपेल कर देता है.
They take reference of Vedas for that. Hindu wala Veda ka reference hai.
And they take reference of Vedas to establish.
Because one Hindu wala debated with me. You discovered nothing. The destroy entities.
Like, yeah,
Veda says we should protest. Some research it is. What we were doing.
Nowadays people they are spreading ISKCON, how the ISKCON is like collecting the money. Such YouTube
videos. Ye sab kaun hai? Hindutva people are. So therefore, we have to be careful. These things are most dangerous actually.
They say that you need another guru to teach you Vedic culture. But that guru that we have teaching us Vaishnava culture, that's actually Vedic culture.
That is Vaishnava culture, Prabhu. That is not Vedic.
Bhagavatam speaks of only living.
Bhagavatam does not speak of living.
So for living, you need another.
Different between Vedic culture and Vaishnava culture.
Living and living.
Nahi hai. But they will make you believe. Like that. Dekho, Vedic culture mein spoon and fork se khate hai kya?
Haan. Bhagwan ka spoon and fork se
khate hai. Bhagwan?
Main khud khata hoon spoon and
fork. Haan, dekho.
Vedic ki baat
karta hai. Isliye. Bigad gaya.
You are an illusion.
You are an illusion. So this is dangerous. Actually, we have to be very careful. So beware. These, the more subtle it is, the more closer it is to Krishna consciousness, seemingly in form, not in substance. Most dangerous. Because it can leave such deep-rooted doubts about those people who can open the doors for Goloka for us. Who have the keys of the doors for Goloka, unke prati hi doubt aayega. Unko hi question karna shuru kar denge. Therefore, this is very dangerous. We have to be very careful. Especially in today's day and age, it has become a fashion. Practically, everywhere Hindutva is discussed, left, right, center. As if it is core Krishna conscious discussion. So be very careful. This is most dangerous actually. It can trouble our faith like anything. And those people who went really in that direction, at least one or two of them have actually become anti-ISKCON. I'm talking about brahmacharis, not some. They become anti-ISKCON, questioning their own spiritual master. It happens. So therefore, we are not here to engage in all these things. What Prabhupada has given we have to follow, that's all. And such devotees question. Prabhupada said, my books are the law books for the next 10,000 years. They have question about that also.
It's not complete, no varnashram.
The Bhaktirasam Sindhu quotes the following verse spoken by Maharishi Katyayan in the Katyayana Samhita. Varam hutava hajwala panjara antarvya bastitihi nashauri chinta vimukha jana samvasa vaishasam. It is preferable to remain within a cage of blazing fire than to have the misfortune of living in association with persons who are opposed to thinking of the Lord. While practicing devotional service, one should carefully understand this subject and act accordingly. So this is
heavy verse and clear.
Heavy verse. So he says, so therefore this is very important. Be very careful. Because aaj ka zamane mein fashion ho gaya. Hindutva is the current wave. Don't get sucked into it. Sanskrit, whatever it may be. It may come in various forms, Sanskrit and all those things. But don't get influenced by it. Stick to whatever Prabhupada has given, that is most safe. First we have to have trust that our parampara has given us something which is sufficient to go back home, back to Godhead. Don't let people make you believe that what we have is insufficient. Udar se sab gadbad chalo ho jata hai. So what our parampara is given is insufficient. If someone is making you believe, then that person's association should first be avoided actually. Because ultimately, our going back home, back to Godhead is dependent only on faith. Whatever causes, faith ka containment se, koi bhi, whoever is putting a hole, we have to be careful and avoid. So therefore, this is very important. So, some final comments, discussions, because it's already 2:10, and we don't. Let's not start a new.
I was thinking, like personally, I'm thinking like all this, you know, Sanskrit thing is going on. I mean, it's good, the devotees. But I just thought, let's say in the future, like a few years ahead, some devotees can speak well, and there some devotees who do not pick it up.
Mm.
Will there be a like area where they go Sanskrit being out there?
Good, you are the right place, Vyondo.
Oh, so I'm just thinking, I thought, okay, someone's interested, but if it comes up, like everyone is speaking Sanskrit, and then there's a Hare, he doesn't know Sanskrit, so they look like the person is like inferior, that person is Hare, he cannot pronounce properly. Because now also we see so many, even those who come from Western, even they may be gurus, or they may be very senior properties, but they may not properly.
They may not have memorized verses also.
Yeah. So what? They may not know the Sanskrit also. Their practice is so powerful.
Powerful. That is why these kind of fringe things. See, it depends on the intent with which it is started. So, both important actually.
To speak. People,
yeah, that's what. So, yeah, definitely. See, therefore, these. Otherwise, to speak about Vedic culture seems perfectly alright. But you have to see where it can lead to. Which means one who is not from Vedic culture, big question mark. They are your gurus. Udari Latmarika, directly it will come and kick you there only. That is very dangerous actually. That is why. Wow. Krishna says, Parasparanu Katanam Pavanam Bhagavad Yasha. Come together and discuss Bhagavad Yasha. Machitta Maggata Prana Bodhayanta Paraspara. Katayantascha Ma Nityam. So we have to come together and discuss about Krishna Katha, not about spreading Hindutva and creating a Hindu Rajya. If that happens, let it happen. That's okay. We don't mind. I also voted for Modi, we know the BJP only. But we don't have to sit throughout the day and talk about those things. We have to sit and speak about Krishna consciousness. That is the that is not necessary. So, and discuss the policies and all those things. How does it change our life? Let them do. If they are doing it well and good, no problem. Paraswabhava karmani yap prashamsati nindati sa ashu brashyate swarthat asati abhiniveshita. Krishna tells to Uddhava in the 11th canto. Paraswabhava karmani. If one discusses other people's swabhava or their activity, prashamsati, prashamsavi kyu na kare? Ya nindati. You may praise Modi and criticize Rahul Gandhi, whatever it may be. Okay, ya prashamsati nindati. But ultimately you are praising a material quality and criticizing a material quality. So Krishna says, sa ashu brashyate swartha. He will very soon fall down from his swartha. Nateyopido swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Why? Asati abhiniveshita. Because of his mind being absorbed in material things. The way in which it is going, someone may even ask, he's talking about Modi material? Don't be surprised if people ask this. People may already be asking this. Devotees will ask.
Devotee
were wrong, man. People say no, devotee were wrong. We had been to Dakor. 90% of the top time they were discussing about that only. कोई रणछोड़ राय के बारे में बात नहीं कर रहे थे सब लोग मोदी के बारे में बात कर रहे थे एंड दे फील इट्स एंड हु इज लीडिंग द डिस्कशन द काउंसलर इज लीडिंग द डिस्कशन सो दिस इज हाउ फास्ट दीज थिंग्स कैन टू ब्रिंग इन एनी पॉजिटिव ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन टेक्स मे टेक डेकेड्स बट ऐसा ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ना ऑलरेडी वो इच्छा वो उजली अंदर है ही एक बार थोड़ा डोर खोलो पूरा फाड़ के पूरा अंदर आ जाता है यू थिंक यू कैन प्रैक्टिस भक्ति विदाउट दिस थिंग सी व्हेन विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर वाज प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति दैट वाज द टाइम व्हेन दे औरंगजेब वाज देयर एंड ही ब्रोक द गोविंद देव मंदिर Kitna, how much he writes about these things in his writings? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he wanted to go from Bengal to Orissa, he had to wait 4 days to get his... 4 days despite having the support of the king. Are we at such a situation? See, it is like telling... Koi exam likhne ke liye achcha ek pen chahiye. Likhne ke liye. But ultimately how much you score may depend to some extent on the pen you have. But it more depends on how much you have studied throughout the year. Agar pura saal padha hi nahi kiya, ekdam Parker pen bhi kyun na mile aapko, exam mein pass karega kya aadmi? Parker. वो पार कर पे ना आपको पार नहीं करेगा एक्चुअली सो दैट इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग सो दीज अदर थिंग्स आर सेकेंडरी एटलीस्ट व्हेन मे बी व्हेन सम अदर गवर्नमेंट वाज देयर वी वर पीसफुली विदाउट डिस्कसिंग एनी ऑफ दीज थिंग्स वी आर प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति अभी आप जाके यू गो टू द मुस्लिम कंट्रीज वेयर पीपल आर प्रैक्टिसिंग रशिया में रशियन डिवोटीज आर शेयरिंग that when there was such a serious USSR ka time mein, there were serious restrictions about any practice other than communism. People were practicing in such intensity. The moment the whole Soviet broke down, after that, they are telling that in Russia and other these Russian countries, practice has become bahut dheela ho gaya. Therefore, these are not, hamara bhi wahi ho sakta hai. एटलीस्ट अभी तक तो हम भक्ति के बारे में बात कर रहे थे, अभी तो यस ट्रू यू हैव गॉट अ पर्सन हु विल प्रोबेबली हेल्प यू इन योर प्रैक्टिस टू सम एक्सटेंट, बट व्हाट इज द रिजल्ट? यू आर हावर्स टुगेदर डिस्कसिंग नॉट अबाउट कृष्णा. What is fortune? What is misfortune? Whether it is really fortune? Only time will answer. Therefore, these things are like, we have to be very careful actually. These are subtle things. But it can create major dent in our faith in what the parampara has given. We will eventually start questioning किरात हुनांद्र पुलिंद पुलकशा अबीर शुंभ यवना कसाद है, तो वो सबको हम क्वेश्चन करना ही शुरू कर देंगे एक्चुअली. ऑलरेडी प्रॉब्लम पीपल आर क्वेश्चनिंग.
यू सी व्हाइल लिविंग आउटसाइड वर्ल्ड हाउ मच वी शुड गेट इन्वॉल्व इन दिस थिंग्स, बिकॉज़ समटाइम्स व्हाट हैपेंस, अरे यू का पता है चलो अपने डिस्ट्रिक्ट का हजार यू डोंट नो हु इज यंग टाइम इज लाइक सम पीपल आउटसाइड दे पार नो पार में.
इसलिए मैं बोल रहा हूँ आपका इमोशन आपको अगर बेयर मिनिमम जितना समझना है उतना समझ लो, बट आपका इमोशंस को उधर डालो मत. जैसे एग्जाम के लिए जीके बुक पढ़ते हैं ना, जनरल नॉलेज बुक एग्जाम लिखने के लिए पढ़ते हैं, ऐसा नहीं है कि पूरा इमोशंस डाल के पढ़ते हैं. उतना पढ़ लो बस, कौन है प्रेसिडेंट, कौन है प्राइम मिनिस्टर, वैसा रट्टा मार लो बस हो गया. बट डोंट इन्वेस्ट योर इमोशंस देयर. Emotions should be invested in Krishna consciousness. Your memory to some extent can be involved there. That is okay. हाँ मिल जाता है actually.
नीचे तो क्या
है? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. So tomorrow when we come together, we will directly start with the sixth obstacle, which is Laulyam, greed. Okay. हरे
कृष्ण. उत्तम महेश्वर
फ्यू इयर्स बैक
2000.